briefly. Katrine Postan from biology and the PFSS field study semester.
Well, this is really hard. I feel like I'm supposed to do a sprint after the, you know, gold medal that has just done it. So let's do. Where do I click? Okay. So I'm a plant biologist. I work in the biology department, and I'm leaving for Panama Sunday, so you got me right in time. I spend much of my time in Panama. It's very handy in January. I'm interested in global environmental problem, and I ended up specializing in tropical ecology. This picture is a good portrait of my own concern. I'm concerned that we leave for you and your children a more sustainable planet. And I'm specifically working on climate change, so the effect of the atmosphere on the plant biodiversity, but also on the growth of plants, and the reverse effect. So how can we use tropical forests, for that matter, as a mitigation strategy for climate change? A tree is half a carbon. So when I look at wood, I see carbon. That's a bit of a, you know, change of mind through years and years of doing research. But what is happening then, if a tree is carbon, is that this is the link between the terrestrial biosphere and the atmosphere. And it's quite tricky, actually, to estimate how much carbon there is in a tree. In my lab, not only are we interested in converting a tree into its biomass and then its content for carbon, we're then interested in looking at country-wide carbon stocks. So how much carbon is there in a country? How much carbon is emitted in the atmosphere and therefore contributing to climate change? And then what can we do with this, you know, terrestrial biomass to capture back carbon and try to maintain an equilibria? So we play with all sorts of fun tools. The most recent one is a LIDAR that we put in an airplane that's like a laser beam, and it allows us to measure the canopy height of the forest. But we're also very, very committed to working with people. In my group, we work a lot with indigenous people. We've been doing that for more than 20 years now because we're concerned about the livelihood of people. So how can we stop deforestation without making people poorer? Or even better, could we stop deforestation and improve the livelihoods of people? And I'm finishing on an announcement. If you think it's cool to be in Panama in January, you can be there because we have a great program. And Martine right here, she's the person you want to talk to. In February, we have information session. So we've started about 13 years ago to bring 25, 26 McGill students for an entire term with us. It's an interdisciplinary program. It's an hands-on learning. And our students say it's the best thing they've done in their undergrad. So come and talk with me and Martine afterwards.